But yeah, what did you make of last night?
Pretty awesome win, really. You know, I think we started the chase really well. We were setting ourselves up beautifully. Obviously, there was a little bit of a stumble, but yeah, to beat India in a T20 match with a crowd like that, you know, the boys take a lot of confidence from that going forward.
Did you make like those final five overs in particular? What sort of you know, where did you think it went wrong?
Probably running out Darcy wasn't the smartest thing to do. He was hitting a boundary and over and getting a single off every other ball. So if I could take that back, I would. Then from there, it's tough to go in straight away and score against a world-class attack that is India. And then the conversations in the last five overs were just get it to the last over, anything can happen, and it did.
Does it make it easier to take when you know the team does get the win, that you're not sort of maybe kicking cans as much as you might be if it went the other way?
Yeah, I went through some serious emotions there in that last over when I got out. I was distraught, and then when we won, huge elation. So I think it was probably three or four overs there that hurt us, but ultimately, 35 overs of the game, we played really well, and I think that's what we're going to focus on.
Is with running between the wickets, is it just one of those things? I mean, sort of something similar happened with India where Pant sort of charged down and got out. Is it anything you can actually work on, or is it just one of those things?
Firstly, that was an unbelievable piece of fielding by Dorf. I've never seen him do that before. So hopefully he keeps doing stuff like that at backward point. And running between the wickets is one of those things. I hadn't batted with Darcy a lot. Stoyan hadn't batted with Darcy a lot. You got to work out your singles that you can take and your calls and stuff like that. And that only comes with playing more and more with each other. So I wouldn't be too worried about that going forward.
You got the gloves last night. Surprised a few that Alex Carey wasn't in there. When did you find out, and how did you think you went?
Found out in the team meeting the day before, but I'd been doing a lot of work and prepping just in case the call did come. I think I went okay. Yeah. Stopped a couple, stopped the important ones, so that was the main thing.
Finch said before the game that this gives opportunities to players to push their case for World Cup selection. You've already spoke about how you want to go to the World Cup as a wicketkeeper, but what do you do when you get these opportunities to impress with the gloves on?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, what are you looking to do sort of extra or more to push your case?
Well, I guess the main thing for me is that it doesn't affect my batting. I can keep and all that. I just need to make sure that I'm fit enough and strong enough that if we keep first in a 50-over game, that I can still go out there and bat a four or five and make sure that I'm still running hard between the wickets and doing everything right by the team.
What about county cricket? Pardon my ignorance, but where do you sit with that this year?
Well, I'm getting married in April, so I can't go over to England straight away. And then, hopefully I'm in the World Cup camp, which starts at the start of May. So then we just sort of wait and see. If I'm not in that, I'll be putting my hand up to try and get a county gig. So anyone out there, just a heads up. But yeah, got to wait and see.
Fair enough.
Beauty.
Thank you.